Today, as totalitarian rule creeps swiftly into the United States of America, with the experimental mRNA injection as its chief Trojan horse, God-loving, freedom-loving patriots have a choice to make. Liberty or tyranny. It's once again a time for choosing. Our champion of freedom in the White House is gone, drained by the very swamp he attempted to drain, and it's up to us to decide how then shall we live. Welcome to the special Battle Cry for Freedom edition of World News Brief. Beneath, in the churchyard, lay the dead, in their night encampment, on the hill, wrapped in silence so deep and still, that he could hear like a sentinel's tread, the watchful night wind as it went, creeping along from tent to tent, and seeming to whisper, all is well, a moment only he feels the spell, of the place and the hour and the secret dread, of the lonely belfry and the dead, for suddenly, all his thoughts are bent on a shadowy something far away, where the river widens to meet the bay, a line of black that bends and floats on the rising tide like a bridge of boats. Meanwhile, impatient to mount and ride, booted and spurred with a heavy stride, on the opposite shore walked Paul Revere. Now he patted his horse's side, now gazed on the landscape far and near, then impetuous stamped the earth and turned and tightened his saddle girth. But mostly he watched with eager search the belfry tower of the old North Church as it rose above the graves on the hill. Lonely and spectral and somber and still and low as he looks on the belfry's height, a glimmer and then a gleam of light. He springs to the saddle, the bridle he turns, but lingers and gazes till full on his sight a second lamp in the belfry burns. A hurry of hoofs in a village street, a shape in the moonlight, a bulk in the dark, and beneath from the pebbles in passing a spark, struck out by a steed that flies fearless and fleet, that was all, and yet, through the gloom and the light, the fate of a nation was riding that night, and the spark struck out by that steed in his flight, kindled the land into flame with its heat. He has left the village and mounted the steep, and beneath him, tranquil and broad and deep, in the mystic meeting the ocean tides, and under the alders, the skirt its edge, now soft on the sand, now loud on the ledge, is heard the tramp of his steed as he rides. It was 2 by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord town. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of birds among the trees and felt the breath of the morning breeze blowing over the meadows brown. And one was safe and asleep in his bed who at the bridge would be first to fall. Who that day would be lying dead, pierced by a British musket ball? You know the rest in the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmers gave them ball for ball, from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at the turn of the road, and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For, born on the night wind of the past, through all our history, to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. It's Monday, September 28th, 2020, around 10 a.m. And yours truly, I'm not reading from some other guy's journal. My family and I go on a walk with our dog. It was a peaceful day, and as we're walking down the street, even though I wasn't thinking about politics or news or anything, you know, one of those very blessed times, especially September 28th, 2020, right before the most important election in our nation's history, as we have now found out before our very eyes, ladies and gentlemen, but just having a wonderful walk and peaceful time with my family, this strong impression suddenly hits me out of nowhere. He won. I was truly shocked. I wasn't praying about, thinking about, or wondering about anything having to do with politics. It was one of those truly blessed times that politics and the fate of our country was not on my mind. But I had it. It felt very real. and very much like it could be from God. It was very overwhelming, sudden, out of nowhere, peaceful, all the things you would expect if it was something that was from God. Just a few days later, on Thursday, it would be announced that Trump had COVID. Friday night, he would be admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center, and literally 3 days and three nights later, exactly 1 week after that initial impression I received, Trump would emerge victorious over the great Chinese Communist Party plague. You can't make this stuff up. Fast forward to 3 weeks later. I wake up Saturday morning, October 17th, 2020. I awaken to the disturbing reality that I had just had a dream that Biden had won. Now, given what happened 3 weeks earlier, this was not only surprising but disturbing news. I didn't think Biden would win, and the dream literally seemed out of nowhere, so it was less likely it was from me. In fact, my mind was constantly thinking that Trump would win, so naturally, I would most likely dream that very thing. However, I also know our fears can also sometimes become dreams, so I decided to shelf it. And of course, tell no one. No one. Not even myself. Chose not to remind myself of this as much as often, as much as possible. Something about the dream was strange, though. Even though Biden had won, it wasn't real. It was fake. It was an illusion. It was a facade. Yes, he had won, but there was something very unreal about it. I had no idea what that could mean, and I let it go. I told no one and did not even allow into my mind the possibility that it could be true. Fast forward now to Sunday, November 1st, 2020. It's the afternoon. Weather's beautiful. I'm in my backyard, resting, praying about the election, and I feel a gentle tug, reminding me of that strong impression 5 weeks earlier. He won. That was encouraging, for sure, and further proof and hope in my mind that the Biden dream was not based in reality. Little did I know what was soon to come. Now that's an excerpt from my journal. We know what happened from there. Trump won, in the very real sense, as I believe was communicated to me from the Lord. And Biden won, in the very fake sense, as I believe was communicated to me by the Lord. I bring these rather unusual happenings up because these events were something I had not really thought about at all, really over the past couple of months at least, but something I felt like the Lord may have brought to my attention again just last week. And he did so for a purpose. Now, I realize that unless you know me really well, and perhaps you trust me if you know me really well, you really have no reason to believe me about the alleged revelations I received. That's fine. And I don't expect anyone to take my word for it when it comes to personal communication from God. In fact, the scripture says, test the spirits, referring to the prophets, to see if they are from God. So I certainly don't expect people to just take my word on this stuff. However, I will say I have absolutely no reason to lie about this. In fact, if anything, it makes me sound even weirder than I already am. So this is not me trying to get some attention or anything like that. And I believe that before God, saying things such as this falsely is one of the gravest things that you could commit. But I'm just telling you honestly, as I can, what happened with me. And that happened again, the first impression I got about Trump winning over 5 weeks before the election, the dream that I had about Biden winning, but it wasn't real, 3 weeks before the election. And then we saw what happened. But I wanted to let you all know about those. Based on what I received from the Lord, I believe that God is in the midst of restoring the republic, even if I couldn't see he was doing so at the time. But I also wanted to warn everyone of what may be ahead. That, however, is not why I brought up Longfellow's poem about Revere. To ludicrously claim I'm some kind of modern Paul Revere warning of the impending dangers that lie ahead. Rather, it's to offer an apology to all of you, my incredible listeners, for not being a Paul Revere, and warning you that a Biden win may come to pass. I was the opposite of Paul Revere. So why didn't I accept the second dream? Well, first, I believed God had already spoken to me that Trump had won. And so this has to be some bizarre manifestation of some subconscious fear. It just has to be. And second, I just couldn't accept the possibility of a Biden win and the implications of such a win, as we are seeing the disaster of such manifest before our eyes today, as of this recording, August 2021. So this has to be some bizarre manifestation of some unconscious fear, subconscious fear. It just couldn't possibly be true because it just can't. I was not a Paul Revere when I could have been. Now, don't worry about me. I'm over it. I'm fine. I'm not beating myself up about it. But honest reflection is sometimes good. And not only that, but also looking to those who were Paul Revere's. I'm not talking about the zillions of false prophets, of course, that predicted that Trump was going to win, and he didn't. He did. At least those who were predicting that he was going to continue to be president. But some have been modern Paul Revere's. And I want to bring this to your attention. Probably my favorite guy on Twitter to follow is at John, J-O-H-N, here to help. At John, here to help. On Twitter, he predicted back in May of 2020. Now, listen to this. This is incredible, especially in light of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium that's just around the corner, where he's actually going to expose all of the election fraud and vote flipping that came as a cyber attack from China. Listen to what this guy said, and I have a link to it as well. So the transcript of this show is in the show notes of this podcast. It will also be up at cgm.news as well. So be sure to check that out. And there will be there's a link to this in the transcript. He said in May 2020 that, quote, the deep state Dems, led by Nancy Pelosi, are working with China to steal the presidential election of 2020. What? I'm telling, hey, the link is there. You can go read it. Twitter hasn't taken it down. It is from May of 2020. They have already made deals. China is moving forward very quickly with them to cover their involvement in the COVID-19 pandemic. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So he obviously had some inside knowledge. He's actually running for Senate, I think, in Maryland also. Very, very interesting. He's a very kind of shadowy figure. He doesn't really show his face much. So I'm not sure how that works with running for U.S. Senate, but we'll have to see. But I should have done the same with the spiritual insight I believe I was extremely blessed to receive. Not because I'm anyone special, but because God, in his mercy, sometimes bestows amazing things on very unworthy vessels. It's not like, oh, I received this revelation, so I'm anyone special. Remember what the scripture says in the book of James. James reminds us that Elijah was a man with the same nature as ours. He prayed, and the heavens were closed, shut up the rain. He prayed again, and the heavens were open. So, therefore, what is the life application to that Bible, to that scripture? Yeah, faith. The works that I do, you will do also. And greater works will you do, because I go to the Father. Does that sound familiar? By the Son of God himself. So, his children are going to get some cool stuff, some cool revelations, sometimes very big revelations. Okay, big deal. We're still fallen people redeemed by Christ that need his grace every day. There's no room for pride in any revelations that any of us receive. And it doesn't mean that someone who gets a big revelation is a super Christian. There's no such thing as a super Christian. There's only Christians. They're only those who follow Jesus. Jesus said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be moved and cast into the sea, and it will be done. He was talking to his disciples. Our God is too small, right? My great regret is that I could have warned you all that this may be coming. Yet instead, I stuck my head in the sand and refused to not even consider the possibility. But I'm learning, and I'm committing to never, ever, ever let something like that happen again. What God gives to his children is extremely precious, as I believe those were from God. And I'll never squander a revelation again. And I'll also never, ever again share anything but blunt force reality on this program. No pie in the sky, no wishful thinking, no vain predictions. Blunt force reality. Which leads me to what I really want to communicate on today's broadcast, which I believe is the most important show I've ever done and perhaps ever will do. So please, I ask you guys, please listen carefully. I don't think I'm surprising anyone that listens to this show regularly that we are facing a revolution here in the U.S. and throughout the world in a way we have never seen before. And the global elites and corrupt, tyrannical politicians are using COVID and the shot as an excuse to implement and enforce all of their deepest tyrannical policies they could ever want or dream of. The push for an implementation of forced vaccinations and green pass COVID passports here has just happened. Folks, it just happened in New York City and around the world is like nothing we have ever seen in the history of the world. The entire world pressuring the entire world, including children, to inject into their bodies an experimental shot with mRNA technology that's never been used in vaccines before for the purpose of protection against a virus with a 99.9% plus survival rate is beyond comprehension. I know someone who was just at an event that Mike Pence spoke at, and Mike Pence was telling a group of young people around college age that they all need to go out and get the vaccine. Are you kidding me? The odds of them dying from COVID is next to nothing. And you're going to risk them having unbelievable side effects and death to get this diabolical shot? Notwithstanding that the inventor of the mRNA technology himself, Dr. Robert Malone, who himself received the shot, he's not an anti-vaxxer, he's quite the opposite, is now advocating against taking the shot due to strong evidence of its cytotoxicity, meaning it has a toxic effect on cells or destroys cells, and those receiving the shot could develop a deadly condition called antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE, as what happened during the testing of mRNA technology on ferrets and rats. Rational. Everyday thinking people cannot wrap their heads around what's going on, nor will they really ever be able to. Why? Because normal, everyday, rational thinking people think based on a foundation of truth and rationality. This COVID shot implementation garbage is based on power and money. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. You and I are living during a period of world history like no other. And depending on where we live, are facing obstacles and challenges unprecedented in history. These times are completely unpredictable in a lot of ways. It's like we're on season 1, episode 12 of Earth, Brave New World, and the writers are keenly adept at keeping the plot unpredictable. And while I do believe that God is restoring the Republic based off of my own personal encounters with Him, I do not know how He's going to do it and at what cost, even in human life, it will take to accomplish it. And we the people of the United States, may have the opportunity to find out, even more than in 2020, if we really believe in the basic freedoms this country has protected for so long. Enough that we're willing to engage in radical social disobedience against forced vaccinations, lockdowns, evil mask mandates, and Mark of the Beast-style COVID passports. Depending on how things go, this could get extremely difficult for a time, as they're experiencing in Europe. Again, I believe God is restoring this republic, but a crucial question to ask would be, how many people had to die to create the American Republic the first time? How many people had to die to keep it from splitting the second time? How many people had to die to protect it from Nazi Japanese socialism fascism the third time? I can't help but reflect on the words of Thomas Paine, the great founder, penned on the first page of the first edition of his paper, The American Crisis, on December 19th, 1776, during one of the lowest points of the Revolution. He said, and I quote, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sun-signed patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated." End quote. Are we summer soldiers and sunshine patriots? Or will we stand against the darkest evil in the darkest hour with our trust firmly placed in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, knowing that we stand with Him in righteousness against the evil dictates of evil men, enforcing misery and death on the world for the purpose of ultimate power and unprecedented profits? John Paul Jones, considered the founder of the American Navy, when, during a battle with the British ship Serapis, in which Jones was losing badly, responded when he was asked if he would surrender, quote, "I have not yet begun to fight." If Americans do not have, and others around the world that might be listening in, do not have that fighting spirit of Revere, Payne, Jones, and the other revolutionaries, make no mistake, we will emerge from this fight in a country we would have only thought we'd seen in a summer dystopian teenage flick, not actual reality. We are, in a sense, today declaring independence against a whole new set of tyrants. Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence that, quote, "The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world." Just as the founder submitted facts to a candid world, I'd like to submit some facts on why, not only as Christians, but as simple, rational, thinking human beings, this current criminal regime that has illegally occupied the White House should be resisted, and compliance with such evil never even considered. Now, I'm not talking about the basic laws of the U.S. that are on the books. I'm talking about the evil, wicked mandates that are coming down from this, from the Biden regime, from mayors like Bill de Blasio, must be resisted. So let some facts be considered about this. Let's bring some context, shall we, to the very people such as Biden and Fauci and Pelosi and Schumer that are and de Blasio that are trying to enforce this evil upon us. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about their movement a little bit, shall we? The same people who are pushing mandatory vaccines, mandatory masks, more lockdowns, and the COVID mark of the beast style green pass ID system are the same people who think men should be able to go into women's restrooms. Boys should be able to go into intermediate school girls' locker rooms and showers. Criminal men, like in California, able to be transferred to women's prisons and should compete against women in all sports, including weightlifting and wrestling. Yeah, those deranged people. These are the same people who celebrate the brutal murder of unborn children, an unequal percentage of which are black, showing that black lives to them truly do not matter, and their minds are darkened to a level of evil many of us are unable to begin to comprehend. Those same people are forcing this tyranny upon us. These same people believe it is scientific that a person one second calls themselves a woman, and the next second, a man, and the next second, non-binary, meaning no gender at all. These are the same people that call a mental disease, transgenderism, perfectly normal, and believe it should be celebrated and pushed on our children, even allowing them to have their bodies mutilated, taking horrific drugs through them, and celebrate and want and push on our children evil, disgusting things such as drag queen story hour, and of course we all know the multicolored ape that showed up with a dildo hanging down, excuse me, but it's reality, and think that this is a good thing. These are those same people pushing this tyranny upon us. The same people, again, who are pushing mandatory vaccines, mandatory masks, more lockdowns, and the COVID Green Pass Mark of the Beast ID system are the same people who want to censor you and even other doctors and scientists that don't parrot the official, quote, science narrative. They don't believe in getting a second opinion. Only their medical opinion could possibly be correct. They are the medical professionals with power. So whatever they say must be the unchallengeable truth. Do you know what those in charge that do not allow dissent or questioning are usually called? Yeah, cult leaders. Did you notice Jesus only rebuked people for sin and evil? He never rebuked people for questioning him. Never. These are the same people that want to keep you from the right to free exercise of religion and freedom of assembly, despite what is guaranteed to us in the First Amendment. Because they invoke the supposedly all-knowing God, or goddess, I mean, how dare I assume, science. And that questioning them is questioning science. So you shouldn't be questioning them. What was it that you call someone who does not allow questioning? And the God Science's prophets, of course, are only those scientists and doctors in charge of the major scientific and medical institutions such as the CDC, NIH, and Fauci's NIAID. All other scientists and doctors with even greater credentials that challenge the official narrative? Quacks. Charlatans. Why? Because the God Science says we're right, so everyone else must be wrong. These are the same people that admittedly, or at least the same person, that admittedly lied to you about masks. Remember that? Remember when the Fauci emails came out? Thanks, Washington Post and BuzzFeed, I mean, did something decent for once, and it was revealed that Fauci said this in an email on February 5th, 2020, and I quote, "Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection." He replied to Sylvia Burwell, possibly the same woman who served as former President Barack Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary, on February 5th, 2020. Quote, "The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through material. It might, however, provide some slight benefit in keeping out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you." Yet, we know that Fauci quickly changed his tune, and even claiming he lied to us about masks so healthcare professionals would get the best PPE. So if he gives us a noble lie about masks, what other noble lies is he and the rest of the medical establishment regime telling us? Fauci, a Democrat himself, who's appeared at Democrat events in favor of mandated masking and totalitarian lockdowns, is in favor of some of the worst forms of totalitarianism America has ever seen, even lamenting that, quote, "Americans have an independent spirit, and that these independent-minded Americans need to start doing as they're told." You know, Americans just need—they just need to start doing as they're told. This tyrant, little tyrant, is the person that we're entrusting our healthcare decisions with, who hasn't seen a patient in 850,000 years. Would he lie to help Democrats? A noble lie? Would he lie, as he appeared to have done before the Senate with the great Senator Rand Paul, that the NIH was not funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan in order to protect himself, the NIH and the Chinese Communist Party, with whom he has very friendly relationships with? What is he lying about that he had not admitted to us he is lying about? Regarding masks, he also admitted back in May that he still wore masks indoors, even though he had received the COVID-1984 shot, for political theater, essentially. What other political theater is he engaging in? And let me tell you, when I watched that exchange between Rand Paul and Fauci, it sure looked like he was aiming to give his friends at MSNBC, CNN, and the rest of the horrible media some talking points for the night, because Rand Paul was coming at him with some serious facts, and Fauci fires back with talking points loudly that he knows that the media can just loop and loop and loop and exploit. The same people that want lockdowns, mask mandates, forced vaccinations, Mark of the Beast, COVID Green Pass, are the same people that want to force your kids to be injected with experimental gene therapy in order to go back to school or face ostracization and segregation by forcing them to be separated from other kids and wear masks, while, quote, vaccinated children get to live normal lives. Democrats pushing segregation. Gosh, now, oh, where have I heard that? Where have I heard that before? Okay. These are the same people that want to force a Mark of the Beast style COVID green pass on everyone, including New York City Mayor Comrade de Blasio, Mr. Communist Nicaraguan promoting Sandinistas himself, who just announced it as a requirement for indoor dining, performances, and fitness centers. For now, of course. Soon, it could be for church. Will your church comply? If 2020 is any indication, your church probably will. COVID Green Pass for indoor dining, performances, fitness centers, amongst other things. Now, what about, well, if the Communist News Network's Don Lemon had his way, if you say My Body, My Choice, and choose not to engage in the largest medical human trial experiment in history, you shouldn't get to go to the ball game. You shouldn't get to go to work. You shouldn't get to go to the supermarket. According to communist, Stalinist, Leninist, Marxist, Nazi Don Lemon. So according to Lemon, if you don't get the experimental gene therapy shot, you and your children should not be able to eat. Yes, folks, these sick, twisted, fascist, communist, apartheid thugs, segregating thugs, are the ones pushing this shot. Why are we trusting the instructions of people whose minds are this twisted, darkened, and literally demon-possessed? You see where I'm going with this? These are the same people who are so unbelievably arrogant as to say those who question them question the science, despite many other scientists and doctors disagreeing with them based on science and data. As I mentioned, what Fauci said before. Ladies and gentlemen, someone that arrogant and full of themselves and on this great power, the greatest, perhaps, vanity power trip in history is not of a sound mind. And thus, all that he says, everything, every single word that comes out of his deceitful, fomenting mouth should be rejected. I reject everything that comes out of Anthony Fauci's mouth. Everything. Even if he says the sky is blue, I wonder why he's saying it. There must be some nefarious reason, because this guy is a totalitarian. He's a monster. How many people commit suicide? Who cares? We got to get the shots in everybody. Everybody's got to take the shot. It's safe and effective. Safe and effective. How many kids die from the vaccine? How many people are injured from the vaccine? It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. How many businesses and lives are destroyed? You take the shot. The shot's safe and effective. No, 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 no. No, this is the United States of America. We do not obey tyrants. We depose tyrants. Peacefully, of course. I'm certainly not calling for any violence. But we do not obey tyrants. We reject them and we resist them. Remember hashtag resist? Hashtag not my president. Our turn. These are the same people who censored and deplatformed a sitting president and censors everyone else who questions the legitimacy of an election and shows evidence of voter fraud. Whose fact checkers censor news they don't like, such as the viability of a Wuhan lab leak, and then have to reverse course and not censor what they previously censored. Power-hungry dictators such as Hitler, Mao, Lenin, Stalin, Mussolini, and their ilk censor information they don't like. And the same people that engage in rabid, disgusting censorship are the ones pushing this shot. Why are we trusting people with a totalitarian mindset who even censor other doctors and scientists that hold dissenting views from the approved science, quote, narrative? Would we trust the state medical service of the Third Reich? These are the same people, namely Pelosi, who will threaten to use the Capitol Police, who is essentially trying to take that and turning it into an American KGB-style police force, who will threaten to use the Capitol Police to arrest members of Congress, our duly elected representatives, simply for not wearing germ-infested face diapers, simply because they defied her oral decree, not even a law that was passed. Why would we believe someone so evil and drunk on power when she talks about anything, much less an experimental shot? This is the same lady that started off this session of Congress saying we're not allowed to use words like mother and father, and then you go over to her Twitter profile and she describes herself as a mother. She's a lunatic. She is a lunatic, and we're going to trust her with what she says on anything, much less medicine? These are the same people who forced the U.S. military and even the entire federal workforce to get the shot or lose their jobs and benefits, denying them the basic human autonomous right of choosing what goes into their body, essentially denying them free moral agency, denying them their humanity. And we're going to trust these evil people when they talk about this shot? These are the same people that believe you, American citizens, should be locked down while keeping the southern border wide open. Why did the CDC wait until August 2nd, 2021, just a few days ago, over a year and a half after the pandemic began, to make any kind of recommendations on keeping people from coming through the southern border, when already an estimated 210,000 illegal immigrants have been encountered by Border Patrol just last month? And of those released by ICE, only a little over 10% of them returned for their court date. And yes, I use the word pandemic very specifically. We'll circle back to that soon. But their decision to not, from the very beginning, recommend a complete closure of the southern border in February or March of 2020 is absolute smoking gun proof that the Center for Democrat Control is a scientific organization that will ignore basic common sense reality for politics. The resulting question is, then, what else are they doing that for? Why has Biden and Fauci and Schumer and Pelosi not shut the border down? Illegal immigrants stream into our country unmasked and unvaccinated, and they keep the door at least partially open, if not completely wide open. This is why we can't trust a word that comes out of their mouths and should assume everything they say is a lie purely for the purpose of advancing the communist revolution. Think about it. They'll lock you up, but keep the southern border unlocked. They'll lock up American citizens, but illegal immigrants stream on in. Oh, I'm sorry. You're coming from Cuba? No, 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 no. You're not allowed. Because, you know, those Cubans, those rascally, we care about all black and brown people except those that don't vote the way that we prefer. No, 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 no. You do not come. As Mayorkas said, you will not be allowed in. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on. But the same people who push for vaccine mandates, mask mandates, segregation of our children in school, segregation of all people in public, also push racist, evil ideologies, such as critical race theory, on our children, public servants, and military. And we trust these same people to be of sound mind when it comes to this experimental gene therapy shot? These are the same people, such as Pelosi, Newsom, Lightfoot, Cuomo, Biden, and others who push for mask mandates and social distancing and Stalinist lockdowns and then brazenly violate them themselves at the hairdresser, gym, restaurants, and federal property, just as Biden did the day after he gave his mask mandate for federal property. When even Fauci brazenly and openly in public violated his own mask recommendations at a public sporting event. Obviously, they're not that worried about it. They're very obviously not that worried about it. So if they're not, why should we? The same people who have a serious conflict of interest because of the money. Follow the money. The unbelievable profits generated by the tech oligarchs, big pharma, big business, and a government drunk on power. Why should we trust these people who stand to lose billions if the pandemic ever ends? Why would they want this cash cow of unprecedented proportions to ever end? Just as Boeing benefits from a forever war or forever wars in Afghanistan, the war on terror, and wherever else they decide, so does Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson benefit from a forever war on COVID. You want to listen to a podcast about that? I highly recommend Charlie Kirk's August 2nd, 2021 podcast on the new forever war and how many, many people stand to lose, to make, but then also to lose billions if the plandemic ever ends. I also want to recommend Bob Siegel's podcast. His show, his August 5th, 2021 show, will be on the COVID vaccine passports. You will not want to miss that. So go to cgmradio.com, click on the Bob Siegel Show to subscribe. You can also just search the Bob Siegel Show in your podcasting app. But think about it. Why would those big companies, the big pharma, big tech, big business, Walmart, why would they ever want this to end? All of their competitors were shut down. Only the mega multinational corporations were allowed to remain opened. And people had nothing to do but be on Facebook, Twitter, and Netflix. And a lot of people didn't even want to go to Walmart. And so they just ordered everything from Amazon. Follow the money. Are we to really think, when we know that the scripture says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, that these mega corporations have pure hearts and they're just simply serving the people and that they aren't influencing the government at all and they want everything to just go back to normal? If only it could. Oh, if only it could. No, this Delta variant not only helps them politically, as we're seeing in California, because of the Delta variant, now they're going to have mail-in ballots. Oh, convenient. Great timing, by the way. The Delta variant is very woke. Up until August 2nd, apparently, it didn't affect anyone coming through the southern border. Unless they were found out they were Cuban, then they would probably be turned back. The question we got to ask ourselves is, why would we trust these people when everything that happened with COVID benefited them, the Democrats, some Republicans, and every evil dictatorship and globalist goon and organization in the world? And speaking of globalist goons, why should we think this was not a plandemic when Bill Gates, who is now partnering with George Soros, of all people, to buy a UK-based PCR testing company, who once said vaccines were great because of a 20-to-1 return on investment, organized a coronavirus pandemic simulation event called Event 201. Sounds a little dystopian. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. 2 months before COVID hit China. Yes, folks, he hosted Event 201 in October 2019. Don't believe me? It's on YouTube. And there's a link in the transcript. Are you going to expect me to believe that was just some crazy coincidence? Do you? If so, would you please email me world at cgmradio.com is I have a bridge to Lisbon for you to invest in a Nigerian prince that needs you to park $15.8 million in your checking account. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the same people that tell us that voter ID is racist while requiring ID for everything else in the world, including a Mark of the Beast style passport. These are the same people who gaslight us and constantly tell us we're all manner of evil and racist and bigoted and sexist and homophobic and every other phobia, while they themselves engage in constant lies and deception and corruption and sexual harassment, such as Cuomo, who's accused of, by the Democrat New York Attorney General, of doing. Remember the Me Too movement? Remember all of the grandstanding Democrats in the media and in Hollywood who were exposed for the scumbags that they were for the way that they treated women? While at the same time constantly wagging the finger at us? And we're going to believe these people? We know it's still going on all throughout that corrupt, evil, wicked media. Do we think for a second that that stuff isn't still going on, and yet we're listening to these evil people? Are you kidding me? Why should we listen to them? These are the same people who fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab in China while lying about it before Congress. And we're going to trust these mad scientists that this experimental gene therapy shot is safe, that take viruses and enhance them and make them more deadly so we can study them and find out what they can do to humanity. These are the same people that use, I know I'm all over the place, but bear with me. These are the same people that use Hitler's phrase, the big lie, to tell us not to believe our very eyes when we watched a national election stolen before our very eyes. Yes, they brazenly and outwardly, look it up, took a term from Hitler's Mein Kampf, leader of the National Socialist Party, the Nazi Party, to counter claims of election fraud. Paying attention yet? Are you? I hope you are. I hope I am. Why would we trust people that would select a phrase from perhaps the most evil man that walked the earth to claim that we are wrong about election fraud? These are sick, diabolical, evil people. And we're going to listen to what they have to say on this shot? Look, again, there's so much more I could say. But here's the punchline. And what I've been leading up to, and I think you could guess. Why would we take part in this experimental instrument of totalitarianism, led and promoted by clearly deranged and unhinged liars, fear-mongers, and dictators who believe such horrific things and deny basic reality in so many areas of life? If we're God-loving, America-loving citizens who believe in the basic freedoms given to us as lined out in the Bill of Rights, why would we put our lives and our children's lives at risk by taking part in and thus promoting one of the worst totalitarian, sinister operations in human history? Previously, I've said on this show to do your own research and make your own personal decision about the shot. And that, of course, is what you still need to do and should have the right to do, even if those in power now clamor to take that right away from us. But considering not only the horrific amount of deaths and side effects that have come as a result of the shots, unprecedented in vaccine history, and there's a link in the transcript here, just look at the VAERS reporting, look at their reporting themselves. It's like a flat line all these years, and all of a sudden, boom! Skyrocket. But the fact that these shots are the instrument to implement the globalist, leftist, dystopian dream of absolute world domination, I now, most certainly, recommend against getting this conduit of evil and ultimate control, as I recommend against supporting world government. Just say no. So here we are. How will you respond? How will we respond? You know, when I first started this show back in January of 2019, when it was called Mideast News Brief, I had no idea I would one day be doing shows such as this. I thought I'd be mainly sharing random news stories from around the world and defending Israel against the anti-Semitic claims they're constantly barraged with or whatever, defending Israel's right to be in the land. You know, this is very different. But different times call for different actions. I wanted to do a new show where I got to share interesting stories from around the world and comment on them, rant on them, and have a good time. Look, I love doing this show, but I don't love this. I don't love having to do shows like this. It breaks my heart that this is what the world has come to. It breaks my heart that this is what America has come to. I don't want to be some revolutionary that engages in grand civil disobedience, and my guess is you probably don't want to either. I, like all of you, wish these times had never come. But as I've shared on the show before, that's not up to us. Remember, as I've played before on the show, and will play many times more, what Gandalf told Frodo in the Mines of Moria? Frodo said, "I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened." To which Gandalf responds, "So do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil." The will of evil is rampant. Will you be that other force in the world? Will we be Paul Revere's and stand strong against the, quote, British of our generation and sound the alarm? As many British are heroically and honorably doing in their own country, just as many French and just as many Italians and others across Europe and around the world that are standing up to tyranny, will we join them? Will we join our brothers in Europe as well? Will our churches, who 99% plus of which showed themselves to be so obsequiously bowed down to the idol of science and her high priest Fauci and her church, the Center for Democracy Cancellation, stand strong against future lockdown orders? I'll say this right now. If my current church, and I don't advertise where I go to church, but if my current church does not boldly stand against any future lockdowns, should they come our way here in Texas, I cannot in good conscience stay there. Now, I do believe they will stand against it, and am praying that they do. But if I'm wrong, and the federal government tries to impose lockdowns through fiat or law, and my church does not stand against it, as sad as it is, and it will be very sad because I love where I go, that is not the place for me. I will not follow leadership that bows to evil commands from tyrants. We are part of the German Christians who gave their allegiance to the Nazi regime, or we are part of the Confessing Church led by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who followed Jesus during Nazi Germany's reign despite the cost, many of whom paid greatly, many of whom paid the ultimate price, including Bonhoeffer himself. Choose you this day whom you will serve. The pagan goddess science, who hates our churches, our schools, and us, and our children, and who through her sick, capricious whims will put us under house arrest? Or Jesus Christ, our King, who calls us to be in the world, but not of it, and follow him despite the cost, to bring the good news to the world, and fellowship with the saints as Hebrews commands, despite whatever the center for dissemination of communism dictates to us. Choose now. Many in the world are already having to, and I'm greatly encouraged by the number of Europeans, as I mentioned, rising up against this horrific tyranny. But we've had it so good here in America so long, I'm afraid only a very small minority, and especially of our churches, our church buildings, our church organizations. Remember, the church is not a building. It's not a 501c3 form. It's all of those. It is people, all of those who follow Jesus. But I'm afraid a very small minority will rise up against this if the time comes, and it possibly will, when the U.S. government will attempt to mandate the shots to everyone in the country. Remember, Biden said we weren't going to mandate the shots, and then they mandate it to the military, and then they mandate it to all federal employees, 2 million. You think they don't want to mandate it to us also? You don't think they'll try? Come and freaking take it. We will not comply. We will not submit. We will not surrender. We will not bow to the idol of this tyranny. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You either serve the God called the state or science, or you serve Christ. You cannot serve both. This may be our opportunity, depending on how things go, to be tested as followers of Jesus and lovers of this great nation God has blessed us with. Have you ever wondered what you would do in the face of opposition and persecution? You just might find out, maybe you're in a country listening in right now that has already found out, and God bless you and be with you. Maybe you're listening from New York City, wondering, how in the world am I going to do this as they implement this COVID Green Pass to more and more and more and more places? We just might find out who we really are. It was called 2020. It was 2020 for a reason. It was a year of great revelation, of clear vision. Now in 2021, they want to keep the gravy train running of power, control, and unbelievable profits. Will we bow to them, or will we bow to God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ? And on that note, I want to end today's show with one of my favorite portions of Scripture. Remember, we are commanded by our King Jesus not to fear. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. We are also commanded to consider it all joy when we encounter various trials. Also, as I mentioned in the beginning of this broadcast, I do believe God brought the experiences I had before the election to my mind to remind me that he is restoring our republic. He's just not doing it in the way many of us preferred. And things may get much worse before they get better. We must prepare for the worst and pray that we are able to endure whatever comes our way. They want to force this shot on all of us. The question is, when will they try? Not if, but when will they try? And if New York City is any indicator, they've only begun. And also, there's so much good news out there amidst the bad news. It was a tougher show today, but there is a lot of good news. And as you guys know that listen to this broadcast, I love reporting good news, and I'm going to continue to chronicle that good news on this program. But let's be joyful warriors. You know, when you stand up against tyrannical evil, it is a bit of an adrenaline rush. You get that. You do. There are some benefits. You do get a pretty big adrenaline rush at times. And there's a feeling, there's a peace when you stand for righteousness over tyranny. And remember that no matter what happens, whether they segregate us from society, which they are already doing, whether they throw us in prison, or even potentially kill us, or harm us by forcing us to get the shot. Remember, nothing, and I mean nothing, will stop God's plan and purposes for His people. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew. He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is he who condemns? Christ Jesus is He who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans 8:28-39. Thank you for listening to this longer, special edition of World News Brief. Feel free to reach out to me at world@cgmradio.com. May God bless you and give you strength to face and thrive regardless of what lies ahead. And may His kingdom come, and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.